Welcome to Good News in the Morning, a program of words and music, bringing a Christian message of hope and encouragement to those who are looking for an intelligent, meaningful, and spirited approach to faith and to life.
Today, I choose to follow you. Today, I choose to give my yes to you. Today, I choose to hear your voice and live. Today, I choose to follow you.
Good morning and welcome to Good News in the Morning. My name is Brent Russett. I am the senior pastor at Sunnyside Wesleyan Church, and it's my pleasure to look at some of life's challenges and then to bring you some good news in the morning. And I'm so glad you've turned your dial to CFRA. I want you to know that you can find Good News in the Morning on the internet at goodnewsinthemorning.ca. Special welcome to those of you who are listening from around the world. I'm glad that you can tune in via the internet. For those of you who are listening on the radio, you can hear past episodes on goodnewsinthemorning.ca. This morning's program is sponsored by Good News Christian Ministries and Alice and Clifford Miller. Thank you so much for your generous support. Your partnership with us in the gospel is really appreciated. Good News in the Morning is sponsoring a wonderful event that's taking place next Saturday at Bethany Baptist Church, Saturday at noon. It's Ask the Pastor Day. There's going to be a light lunch, and you're going to get a chance to hear and interact with the pastors from this program. The event is free, but we'll be taking up a free will offering that will go towards helping fund this program. It looks like it's going to be a wonderful time full of stories and music. And if you want more information, you can find it on goodnewsinthemorning.ca. Look under the events tab. This morning, I'm going to be looking at the tensions between faith and feeling. Or for some of you, it might be better framed as the tensions between intellect and feeling. You know, part of what it means to be human is that our emotions and our brains are not always synchronized. Sometimes I know I should be content, but I don't feel content. Sometimes I know I shouldn't be angry, but I feel myself getting angry. Sometimes I know I should be happy, but I feel sad. My intellect says it would be better if I interpreted a situation one way. My emotions are reacting to the situation in a very different way. Have you ever been there? Have you ever been talking to someone and they're saying something that's upsetting you and you know you should bite your tongue, but all the while you can feel your anger rising and your emotions and your mind are battling it out? You know, some of you will go ahead and blast that person. Others of you will bite your tongue. Some people have very few filters, and so if they're feeling something, they're just going to say it. Others have extraordinary filters, and they keep their emotions under severe check. Which side you believe is better to err on probably has much more to do with your family system as it has with anything else. But that's the human condition. There's often this battle between mind and heart. And, you know, sometimes this battle bleeds over into our spiritual condition. Our faith and our emotions are sometimes at odds with each other. This morning, I want to speak to those of you who know Jesus as your Savior. You've received Him into your life. You've given your life to Him. But sometimes your faith, what you believe, and your emotions, what you feel, are at odds with each other. You know, I don't know how many people have told me, I believe that God loves me. At least in my head, but it's a long piece between my head and my heart. They're saying, I know that God loves me, but I don't feel that God loves me. Or, I know that I'm forgiven. I know and I prayed and the Bible says I'm forgiven, but I still feel guilty and ashamed before God for my past sins. My faith tells me that Jesus took my sin away. My heart still feels overwhelmed and still feels weighted down with the past. Or, I know Jesus has purified me and cleansed me from all sin, and my heart still tells me that I'm not acceptable. I'm from the wrong part of town. I'll never be fully accepted from God. I know what the Bible says, that that's not true, but my emotions, that's the way I feel. Our faith tells us one thing. Our hearts tell us another. And it's really hard when your faith tells you one thing and your emotions are telling you another. And it's made more difficult because we know that, well, sometimes our emotions tell us the truth. Not always, but sometimes. Your emotions are always valid. They're not always truthful. But sometimes they tell the truth, and when you're doing something you know you shouldn't do, you feel guilty. And sometimes that's an appropriate feeling. So what do you do with this tension between faith and feeling? Well, in a moment I want to take you to Scripture, but before we do that, I want you to listen to a group called A Cappella sing Set Me Free.
Set me free. Only you can let it be. Set me free. Set me free. I was alone and in prison within myself.
Do when your faith tells you one thing, but your emotions tell you something else. Well, let me take you to a passage of Scripture found in 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 10. It says this, Godly sorrow brings repentance that leads to salvation and leaves no regret, but worldly sorrow brings death. That's the NIV version. There's some sorrow that's godly. There's a kind of sorrow that's worldly. The New Living Translation is a more expansive translation. It says this of 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 10. For the kind of sorrow God wants us to experience leads us away from sin and the result of salvation. And there's no regret in that kind of sorrow. But worldly sorrow that lacks repentance results in spiritual death. There is a proper and true sorrow for our sin. We have sinned against a holy God. Our sin was part of what put Jesus on the cross. So we were part of the crowd that were yelling, crucify him, crucify him. This kind of sorrow leads us to repentance, which means we turn from the way we were going and we head towards God. But there's another kind of sorrow. Paul calls it worldly sorrow. This is the kind of sorrow that feels sorry about feeling sorrow. We really blow it, and we feel the weight and the guilt, and it's not a good feeling, and we don't like that bad feeling, so we feel bad that we have the bad feeling. It's not so we don't feel so bad for what we've done, but we feel bad that we feel bad, and we feel sorrowful that we got caught, but our sorrow does not turn us towards God. That kind of sorrow often turns us towards ourselves. That sorrow becomes all about us, and we dwell on how bad we are, and we rationalize the situation and talk about how good we are, and the sorrow is all about us. That kind of sorrow results in spiritual death. If we have sorrow over what we have done, the appropriate response is that it drives us towards God. It drives us towards what Jesus did on the cross. There is a reason why Jesus died on the cross. We were guilty. He takes our shame and he takes our guilt upon himself, and he gives us his goodness and his righteousness. But what do you do when you've asked God for forgiveness, but you still feel guilty? What do you do when you've had godly sorrow and you've repented, and yet you still feel shame? Well, one of the things that could be happening that complicates the whole thing is that, you know, Satan is a liar and that he is the accuser of the brethren. And one of his tricks is to bring our past to our minds and then hold it against us. He often will whisper in your ear, how you think about you. How can God love you? Or worse yet, he'll put horrible thoughts in your mind and then condemn you by saying, how can you think those horrible thoughts? See, Satan is your accuser. He is the accuser of the brethren, and he does accuse you. He loves to heap guilt and shame on you. He calls into question God's love for you. He calls into question the power of the cross. So we have this tension. Our faith says one thing and our emotions say another. Have you ever been there? Maybe some of you are there right now. You are feeling really bad about who you are and really bad about what you have done. The question is, what do you do with that? Well, come with me to 1 John chapter 3. John has been talking about loving one another, and then he says in John chapter 3, verse 18, this is how we know we belong to the truth and how we set our hearts at peace in his presence. Our faith says one thing and our feeling says another, but our hope is that our hearts will find rest in his presence. And that's when our faith and our feeling come together. When our hearts are at rest in his presence, there's no conflict between faith and feeling. That is what we really want to happen. We want what God says about us to be the same as what we feel about ourselves. Our hearts and our heads are aligned in the presence of God. Question is, how does this happen? Well, 1 John chapter 3, verse 18 says, dear children, let us not love with word or speech, but in actions and in truth. This is how we know that we belong to the truth and how we set our hearts at rest in his presence. The first way and the best way for this to happen is when our actions are consistent with what we believe. That's what we want. We want to what we believe and how we live to be aligned. And when those things happen, there's this confidence that we stand before God, and that's always the best way. Problem, of course, is that it's not always the case. Sometimes we believe that we should have done more or done less, or our hearts are not at rest. Sometimes we are not sure if we did the right thing or the wrong thing, and our hearts are not at rest. The truth of the matter is that sometimes we doubt. We doubt ourselves. We doubt our actions. We doubt God. Sometimes we doubt. We doubt that we did enough or that we did right, or sometimes we're pretty sure we didn't do right. We're pretty sure that we've done wrong, or our actions and our faith haven't lined up. So what do you do when you know you've blown it? What do you do when you know you've just done what's wrong? Well, I'm sure you've heard it before, but 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, it says, "When we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness." So you blow it, and you confess your sin. You agree with God that it was wrong. And the promise of God is that you are forgiven. But you don't feel forgiven. You don't feel even like you deserve to be forgiven. And your heart and your faith don't align, so you doubt the truth of 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. You've confessed your sins, you've turned towards God, but your feelings aren't aligned with the Word of God says. The Bible says you've been forgiven, but you don't feel forgiven. So what then? Well, verse 20 of 1 John chapter 3. "If our hearts condemn us, we know that God is greater than our hearts and that he knows everything." Did you catch that? So your heart condemns you. You feel guilty. You feel unworthy. You feel hopeless. You feel wrong. You feel full of doubt and fear. Your heart condemns you. The Bible says two things in response to that. Number one, God is greater than our heart. And that number two, he knows everything. It's sometimes hard to remember that God is greater than our hearts. When you are feeling guilty, the way you feel is that your guilt is bigger than God. Intellectually, you know that's not true, but it feels true. But John tells us that God is greater than our hearts. He's bigger than your guilt. He is bigger than your fear. He is bigger than your doubt. He is greater than your despair. He is greater than your depression. He is greater than your grief. He is greater than your sadness. God is greater than our hearts. Some of you know what it means to be overwhelmed by emotions. You know what it's like to be completely stressed out. You know what it's like to curl up in a ball and cry. The emotions that you feel are overwhelming. And when you get there, you wonder where God is. Your emotions are so loud that they seem to dwarf the presence of God and the voice of God. But I want you to know, and God wants you to know, that he is greater than your heart. When your faith is overwhelmed, it's no longer about the strength of your faith. It's about the greatness of God. It's no longer about your doubt, it's about the faithfulness of God. It's not about your guilt, it's about his mercy and grace. It's not about what your heart says about God, it is what God says about you that matters. The first thing that God wants you to know is that he is greater than your heart. The second thing that God wants you to know is that he knows everything. Some people who are feeling bad about themselves, when they hear that God knows everything, it just seems to make things worse. They think, well, God knows how bad I am. Yes, God knows that. He also knows who you really are. There is nothing that you have done that has caught God by surprise. He knew what you would do, and he still called you. He still drew you to himself. He still wanted you to for his very own. He knows everything about you. He knows everything that you would do, and he still called you by name. He never looks at you and says, "Oh, you're worse than I thought you'd be." No, he knew you before you were born. He knew all of your days, and he looks at you and says, "I love you." He knows everything. He knows everything about you, and he still loves you. And he knows about the situation that you find yourself in. He knows the measure of your strength. Some of you feel like you should be stronger than you are. God knows how strong you are. He knows your failures that were really failures, and he knows the things that you could have done differently. He knows everything, and he still loves you. And you know what else he knows? He knows the power of the cross. That is something that most of us will never grasp. But on the cross, Jesus paid the debt for our sin. He conquered sin and death and evil and hell. The power of the cross has not lost its power. He knows the power of the cross to rescue and redeem, to heal and to save. And while you may feel hopeless, God knows everything, including the power of the cross. And that power is available to you. So when you are languishing in that tension between your head and your heart, I want you to know that God is greater than both those things, and he knows everything. And on those days when you wonder where God is and you doubt yourself, I want you to know that God is greater than your heart, that he knows everything. I want you to know that you could not even want to move towards God unless God were at work within you. Verse 21, dear friends, if our hearts condemn us, we have confidence before God. If our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God. And we receive from him anything we ask because we keep his commands and do what pleases him. We, of course, want to keep our heads and our hearts aligned. When our faith and our hearts are working together, it affects our prayers. We have confidence before God. We start to work in sync with God. And so we are praying in the will of God. And when we pray in the will of God, our prayers tend to move the hand of God. When our faith and our hearts are working together, it affects our prayers and life. It also affects how we live. We keep his commandments and do what pleases him. We kind of create this feedback loop. Our faith and our hearts align, and we keep them aligned by doing what we know is right, and that keeps our faith and our hearts aligned. But here's what you need to know. Contrary to every other religion, our faith is not about what we have done for God. Our faith is about what God has done for us in the person of his son, Jesus Christ. Jesus gave his life for you. Jesus paid the price for your sin. Jesus offers you the free gift of salvation. Jesus makes a way for you to know God and have a personal relationship with God. It is about Jesus. For those of you who have not put your faith in Jesus, I want you to urge you to do that today. It's not how bad or how good you are. It's about what Jesus has done for you. Will you ask Jesus to forgive you for every way that you've broken God's laws? Would you ask Jesus to come into your heart? Will you give your life to him? Some of you have wondered if God could ever love you. I want you to know that God wants a relationship with you. I want you to know that the Bible says that God is greater than your heart. And even if your emotions may tell you that you've been too bad for God, God is greater than your heart. It's not what you have done for God, but it is what God has done for you. Will you receive the work that God has done on your behalf? Well, let's pray. Lord Jesus, I pray today for those who have been struggling with the conflict between their faith and their emotions. I pray, Lord, that you would show them that you are greater than their heart, that you know everything. I pray, Lord, that you would just allow their faith to arise to say they accept who you how you talk about them and that you know them. Lord, I pray that you would help their head and their heart to align soon. But Lord, more than anything else, I pray that you would bring the fact that you care about them deeply to the forefront of their mind. Lord, help them to trust your word. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, if Good News in the Morning has been a factor in your faith journey, we would love to hear your story. It would encourage us to hear what God has done. You can contact us by email or Twitter via the Red's website, goodnewsinthemorning.ca. Special thank you to Alice and Clifford Miller for sponsoring this program. May your gifts just be an act of worship to God and blessings upon you for doing that. Hey, mark your calendars for May 2nd at Bethany Baptist Church for Good News in the Morning, Ask the Pastor's Luncheon. It's going to start at 12 noon, and for more information, you can check out the events calendar at goodnewsinthemorning.ca. Thank you for listening this morning. This program is on the air by the grace of God and the donations of many faithful people. If you can help financially, we would really appreciate it. You can make a check payable to Good News and Christian Ministries and send it to Box 184, Rideau Ferry, Ontario, KOG 1WO. Or you can give online by going to goodnewsinthemorning.ca. Thank you for considering this. May you know Jesus Christ personally and profoundly. May his Holy Spirit reside deep within your heart. And may our Father's love surround you completely. We're going to go out this morning by listening to Paul Baloche sing the song, The Same Love.
You choose the humble and raise them high. You choose the weak and make them strong. You heal our brokenness inside and give us life. The same love that set the captives free. The same love that opened eyes to see is called. take the faithless one aside and speak the words, you are mine. You call the cynic and the proud, come to me now. The same love that set the captives free, the same love that opened eyes to see, is calling us all by name. You are calling us all by name. Oh, the same God that spread the heavens wide, the same God that was crucified, is calling us all by name. You are calling us all by name.
Good News in the Morning is produced in the studios of News Talk Radio 580.